Good evening. Today, February December 9th, today. And tonight, we will first have a public hearing. And there are two items for the public hearing. And it's 5:30 now. Public hearing number 5 on December the 9th. We have started. Public hearing for bylaw number 1019, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899 for lot 19, block 7. That's what the public hearing is about this evening. I'll speak in English.
This bylaw must first be discussed at tonight's City Council meeting. The public hearing for this item will be postponed. A new date will be announced once a decision is made. We will be starting public hearing number 5. Matthew Todd, Director of Planning and Development, will read the item on the agenda. Matthew?
Thank you, Mayor. The public hearing for bylaw number 1025, General Plan Amendment for West 40 Subdivision, General Plan Amendment 25001. This amendment protects dock areas with an open space designation, aligns the zoning and land use map with the industrial concept plan that was reviewed by council, and removes the dock area land use from the general industrial zone, as dock areas are protected in open space in the new bylaw. Thank you.
We're going to make Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Matthew, were there any representation in contact with the City of Iqaluit Public Department, Matthew?
For bylaw number 1025, the department did not receive any representations by email or phone.
We're going to make Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
I will not call for any input from the public. If anyone from the public speak. I have one person hand up. Please say your name. And you got 5 minutes.
Good evening, Umanga Koribel, long-term resident of the City of Iqaluit. I just have some questions and concerns about renaming or rezoning the dog area. My main concern is that it's safety for the community and for the dogs. I understand that there's an industrial area adjacent and parallel to the, to the dog yard. One of the concerns I have is that if it's going to be renamed or rezoned as an open area, with that, that may give the public an idea that people can randomly store machinery or boats, hunting equipment, in an area that where the dogs should be protected. So renaming it may open the opportunity for that, and the safety of the dogs and the public could be at jeopardy. That's the biggest concern. There's a couple of small other things that I was thinking about is also the access to the trails that the current dog teams use. If it's an open area, that may be blocking off some of that access. And for something that the Dog Team Society has been fighting for quite some time, and previous to the society, an individual that had passed away that has been working on this as well for quite some time, to keeping that access open for everyone's safety. So those are the main things I'm thinking of that I would like to bring to the attention, that designating as an open area may cause an interruption to the traditional, the most recent traditional trails that people have been using. And just want to keep everyone safe. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Corey. Does anyone want to respond to Corey's question? Matthew?
No. Okay.
That's fine.
Other input from the public? Hands up. Would you place your name, please?
My name is Isaac Willman, lifelong resident of Iqaluit. I do have some concerns with this plan. I was away for quite some time, so I wasn't really able to set up a meeting, but I did see this through email after I had an initial meeting with the city, and it was just kind of a surprise to me. My lot is under industrial now, under this plan, which seems quite different than the one I saw and we discussed beforehand. There were alternatives proposed, but they leave me needing to either go between other dog teams or use the road and risk traffic issues. I also noticed there was some tension already with a local outfitter and the dog teams, and which makes me a little concerned for safety with potentially having that industrial activity so close to the dogs. Those are my two main concerns. Just safety and concerns about where I would go in this. I did end up setting a meeting with the city staff, so I suppose I'll have that meeting. But yeah, those were my concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your input. We will consider them along with the other ones. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank you, Isaac. Maybe before you pop away, I'm just wondering, we don't have the best audio visual in here to show on the map. I'm just wondering where your team is located currently, if we could clarify where that is. I know there were some sections being reallocated, but you in the green section at the end of the road or in one of the purple sections? I just wonder if we can clarify that.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Please be seated if you can respond to Councillor Shepherd's question.
Yeah, it's zoned industrial, it's purple. And it's right at this intersection. I'm not really sure how to describe it. This one?
Could you put it over here? This one? This one?
I think we got the area. Okay. Councilor Shepherd, you got it? Okay. Yeah, thank you. Any other question? And final calling for input from the public. And one more hand. Please say your name and
thank you very much. My name is Torsten Diesel. I'm a resident of Echaluit and dog team owner. I have a question and a comment. The question is, since I'm not too familiar with the process, does the zoning of the dog team area, an open area, allow for that area to be officially designated as a designated dog team area? Because the big, so far, looking back over the last 20 years, dog teams have been kept in different areas of Echaluit that had been zoned open area. And over time, as you probably know, the space for dog teams has been significantly reduced due to other user needs as well, of other residents that have the right to use open area as well. And I think it's time for us or dog team owners to have a designated area for dog teams with provisions that allow us to keep the dogs safe and also make sure that the public is safe and do not interfere with dogs unless it's intended. That was the question. The other comment is, since the zoning for light industrial is applied to the other side of Hubbard Lane, there is a serious concern, not only for me, but also from other fellow dog team owners about how that industrial development may look like. It's mostly a concern about safety. In conversations, we heard like suggestions that there might be space dedicated to outfitters or other user groups. And just a few weeks ago, we already had an incident with one of the outfitters who was situated along a public road, who felt that dog teams were interfering with his business, even though dog teams were just going up and down a public road. So that's a real good example where we feel the moment where outfitters and other similar businesses move right next to the dog team area, those tensions will rather increase. We cannot 100% guarantee that there won't be loose dogs, and we don't want loose dogs and clients and outfitters and residents to have negative experience with each other. So it would be great if there's a way to have a buffer zone that could be then fenced in between the dog team area and the industrial zone. Maybe something to consider for staff to work with the dog team group. Thank you.
Thank you. That's very clear.
Councilor is taking that into consideration when the bylaw is being read in the second reading later on. Any other comment? Being none. So we're going to move on to the second item on our public hearing. Going back to Matthew.
Bylaw number 1026, zoning bylaw amendment for West 40 subdivision, ZBA 25005. This amendment protects dog areas with an open area zone, aligns the zoning and land use map with the concept plan, and removes and readjusts the industrial zones to match the industrial subdivision that council reviewed previously.
Thank you, Matthew. Matthew, were there any representation in contact with the City of Echaluit Planning Department, Matthew?
This item is related to and was approved with the previous item, bylaw number 1025, and comments were not received separately.
Thank you, Matthew. Now I'm calling for any input from the public. My second call for the input from the public. And the final call for the, Gori, hands up. I guess you hear your name again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. I'm new to all this, so please excuse the nervousness. I'm very good at public speaking. However, just a quick note that I'd like to share here is I'd like to share an anonymous comment that Kamuk, I can't say it properly, I'm sorry, but for dog teaming and dog team owners, who is very grateful for the city and the efforts to ensure that these spaces remain protected for the continued use, growth, and future for dog teaming. However, I am concerned about the proximity of the planned development of the surrounding area, which I believe could lead to a negative encounter between business operators and the public. We strongly advocate for a healthy boundary on the opposite side of the road to protect as a dog team area. And I encourage the situation, I encourage the installation of fencing, tall, like secure fencing, to limit access to the dog teams, both to protect the teams and to ensure that the occasional loose dog does not disturb nearby businesses and operations. Thank you for allowing me to share these thoughts and this meeting this evening. Nakome.
My name is Corey.
Thank you, Corey.
Any input from the public? Being none, now we're going to move on. And this one, hearing number 5 being closed. Wait a minute. Thank you. We're going to start the council meeting in 10 minutes. Thank you. Wait a minute.